Okay, welcome back for the start of an amazing Chorosman. I hope everyone had an amazing Sukkot, recharging your batteries, getting to see and experience Eretz Yisrael, travel a little bit, make it to the Kotel, hear Berkas Kohanim, maybe see Hakel, okay? And be able to partake in some of this incredible, I always say, there's two Chagim, I think, where the atmosphere of Eretz Yisrael is more different than Chutz La'aretz. More so than any other, and that's Sukkot and Hanukkah. No matter where you go, you always see people. There's Sukkot everywhere. There's people walking around with lulavs, and it's just amazing. It's really, really incredible. Hanukkah is a similar way. You just, no matter where you go, there's just Chanukiot. There's Neirot. It takes over the country. There's Sufganiot left and right. What?
If you're in the Jewish areas, yeah. America.
No, because people aren't lighting outside so much at all, really.
It's cold.
So there's a certain aspect of Sukkot and Chanukah that really helps see the beauty of spending the time in Eretz Yisrael, and I hope that everyone enjoyed that a lot over Yontif and over Chag, over Chol Hamoed. Got to travel and see a little bit of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. I wanted to discuss tonight as we get back into the swing of things, right? Hitting the Beis Medrash hard, starting this morning with Shacharis, and then start of Zman Shmuz from the Shiva and Morning Seder, and getting into things. I wanted to discuss tonight, though, for the first week. Why specifically do we learn at night? So we know that we always have to learn Torah, and we strive to learn Torah as much as we do all the time, always. The Pasuk tells us in Yoshua, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chet, right? Lo yamush sefer Torah zeh mipicha v'yigita bo yom v'layla. The Torah should never be, it should always be in your mouth. You should never forget it. And you should learn it day and night. So, right? So that you remember it. If you're always doing chazara, you're always learning more. You're constantly growing. You're constantly gaining. So you're not going to forget that which is written in the Torah, right? If you never do chazara, you're going to forget what you learned in halacha seder during Elul. You're going to forget what you learned in Gemara if you never do chazara. So that's why it seems the positive thing to tell us: we constantly need to be learning. We constantly need to be growing. Talmud Torah is a 24/7 part of our life. Many people, we can argue this, I always enjoy. One of my favorite Sfarim is a Kuntras called Torah to Bayit from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a Sefer. It's really a Kuntras. All about the importance and value of learning Torah. And the Chafetz Chaim understands he discusses this at length there, but to oversimplify it a little bit, the Chafetz Chaim understands that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a 24/7 mitzvah, except when you're doing something else. If you're in the middle of something else, then you do not have to currently be engaging in Torah because you're doing something else. Right now, you are, right? You're at your job. Right now, you're in school in order to learn to do your job, right? If you're, let's say, in medical school, you won't be a very good doctor if you don't go to class, right? I would hope you don't go to doctors that never showed up to class in medical school. That would be a bad idea, okay? Or if right now, like, you're standing under the chuppah at your wedding, right? You don't have a mitzvah Talmud Torah right now. You're in the middle of, right? You're always thinking about Talmud Mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim understands the global mitzvah of Talmud Torah really seems to be a constant mitzvah, but unless you're doing something else, then the mitzvah is pushed aside. I don't want to get into it. We're not discussing right now really the Chafetz Chaim's approach. It's just a general hakdama. Okay? Hold on to it for a minute. But, so I don't want to discuss so much tonight about the overall value of Talmud Torah. What's so important about Talmud Torah? Why do we learn Torah? What does Torah do? But there seems to be a plethora of makorot, many gemaras and sources, Maamar Chazal, psukim, that not only stress the importance of learning Torah, but there's a strong focal point in our literature, starting from psukim and Tanakh, all the way through Gemara, right, Rishonim, Achronim, right, that all discuss that there's a special emphasis on Talmud Torah at night. The importance of night Seder comes across in Gemara after Gemara after Gemara based on psukim that stress how important it is to be at night Seder, not only to be at night Seder, but dafka to learn after Chatzot, right? Chatzot tonight is probably at, I think, 12:24 or so, give or take a few minutes. I don't know, this afternoon when I checked, it was 12:24 in the afternoon, so it should be 12:24 at night, okay? The dafka we learn at night, in the middle of the night. There's a special emphasis placed by Chazal, by the Torah, by the Midrashim and the Gemaras on learning at night. So I want to ask the question, why is that? If I were to ask you logically, why should I spend more time learning Torah at night as opposed to during the day? Let's play devil's advocate. Michael, tell me why we should be learning Talmud Torah dafka at night. Nadav, make the argument, no, really the Iker Talmud Torah should be during the day.
During the day, there's a lot of distractions.
No, Nadav's on the day.
I know. I'm saying during the day, there's a lot of distractions. At night, no one's around. You can just spend a lot of time with, it's a lot quieter, it's a lot easier to concentrate. At night, you have a lot more free time. During the day, you're working, you're focusing on your job, you're focusing on providing, focusing on meals. At nighttime, you have a good block of time where you don't have any distractions, don't have to focus on anything else, and you can just learn with that.
So to summarize your Michael's defense of the importance of learning Torah at night, there's less distractions at night. The amount of WhatsApps you get from, let's say, 11 p.m. till 9 a.m. are much less than, you know, than the other, you know, block of hours.
Sure.
Okay. Or whatever it is. I mean, like time zones, et cetera, fine.
Time difference.
Right. Okay? But at the end of the day, right, Michael's making a strong case that at night there's less distractions when it comes to serious, uninterrupted Talmud Torah. You're likely to have a more intense, continuous chunk of Torah learning at night than during the day. Nadav, make the argument why you're going to have more effective, more productive, and arguably better Talmud Torah during the day and not at night.
It says you should rush to do mitzvot. So, learning Torah is mitzvot, you should do it as soon as possible.
Yeah, fair. So, Nadav's making an argument. It's reason makdim in the mitzvot. The sooner the better. So, but Michael's going to, tell me if Michael's going to respond and say, yeah, you're not waiting to first open up a sefer at you know, 11:26 at night. You've opened up Sfar, you went to Shachar on time, right? As I forget who went there, Hanetz, you went to this morning, right? Obviously, right? It's not like you first open up a sefer at night. The reason I'm not dealing with this is a good point, but that's not going to question the if you're going to put a stress on one or another. What are you going to say? Moshe, right?
Yeah,
if you had to make another... to make a defense for why Ikar Talmud Torah should be during the day and not at night. Defend the day point. You're joining the Nadav's team.
I went in the
Nadav says reason makdim in the mitzvot, right? You want to, we care so much about the mitzvot, you want to do it sooner rather than later. So better to learn earlier in the morning.
Yeah, but Rebbe, as a Jew, we believe the day starts at night.
Oh.
Rushing to do a mitzvah would be doing it at night, not during the day.
Gzaldik. It's good. Not only that, v'gita bo yomam v'layla, it goes, then the mitzvah Talmud Torah is at night versus the day. Mashiach can't say bris milah. We don't do bris milah at night because the mitzvah is v'yom hashmini, during the day of the...
Brother, I don't like that.
You're sleeping
during the night. Because when you wake up in the morning, if you get sleep, you're supposed to say
Torah
before you...
Oh.
So really, the first thing would be in the morning, would be actually in the morning, because
we make a before we do the Torah. Right, not only that, and what are the pasuk we just said? V'higita bo yomam v'layla. This is one of the discussion of whether or not the day or night, which comes first in Judaism. This is a pasuk that's used to counterbalance. Well, maybe really we should start from the day. Okay, yeah?
Really, the best one would be, you should always be learning.
Oh, Gvaldik. But if there's a special emphasis on one versus the other, why would it be?
I would say that it'd be better to do it in the day, because the nighttime is primarily for sleeping.
Okay.
And if you're fully rested, then you're able to...
So you're going to be more rested. Not only that, also, generally you're more awake and aware during the day, right? When it's dark out, you often naturally and psychologically, neurologically, you're a little bit more... worn down, you're a little tired, or you're not as alert as during the day. Okay, so there's pros and cons, right? Less interruptions at night, but you have a higher level of alertness and awareness during the day. Oh, we have artificial things called, you know, lighting, air conditioning, coffee.
They didn't have that back then either.
Right. They had coffee to a certain extent. I mean,
they didn't have
light, so they had candles. It would be hard to see.
Right. Okay, so that's a little bit of just some of the ideas, pros and cons. Or you do chazara baal peh until you went to sleep because you don't have lights anymore. Okay? You memorize everything you learned so that you could keep learning because you couldn't afford candles.
Oh.
No, I'm saying that's something that happens in some of the yeshivas. We often think about Navardik as a very strong and intense Musar yeshiva, right? The yeshiva Navardik was known for the Musar movement. I read this somewhere. I've heard conflicting reports on this, but I've seen this quoted before. What was Musar Seder in Navardik? Like, I would think like Musar Seder in Navardik was like 2 hours. That's instead of Gemara and Ion in the morning. Musar Seder was the 10 minutes after Maariv. Why? Because 10 minutes after Maariv, there'd be no more light, and then you'd stay up all night discussing what you learned during Musar Seder. Because once the lights went out, you were done. That's what I've heard. Whether it's true or not, I don't know for a fact, but I've heard that before. Now let's get back into the Makoro. We just spent some time trying to argue some of the pros and cons for Talmud Torah, specifically at night during the day. Baruch Hashem, we have an opportunity. We're blessed this year with a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Bezrat Hashem, for some of you guys, Shana Bet next year. Okay? right? You have an opportunity to get up every morning, to have a shacharis with a minion, morning seder, gemara be'ian with your Rebbe, afternoon seder, right? Whatever program you're doing, then chug slots, night seder. You're able right now this year to be in a year where you're able to be engrossed in Talmud Torah, where you don't have to cook for yourselves, right? Everything's handed to you on a silver platter. You could spend 19 hours a day learning, get your 5 hours a day of sleeping, and you're good. Your hand.
Well,
you
didn't come to this yeshiva to do that, though.
I'm sorry. Donnie has his 2 hours in the workout room. I hear we're good.
No,
okay,
I mean,
but Donnie still gets 17 hours in the base medrash, 2 hours in the workout room, 5 hours at bed. Right? That's right. You just have an opportunity. Everything's handed to you on a golden platter. You're able right now to maximize it. No, it's not. This is the intellectual. We're trying to reach the pinnacle of human. No, we believe in Rambam. Like, we could work our way up the 10 levels of Nevuah through intellectual prowess, and that's what we're working on, right? Danny's like, oh, but if I work out enough, I'll become a Greek god, right? I hear.
No, it's just one thing I know makes me happy. The other, I'm not sure.
I hear that. Okay,
I want to. You'll get there with your working out.
Or is water. So I don't realize it makes me happy because it's so necessary.
We'll discuss that Torah's water in a little bit. It's good, no, it's good.
So Torah's water at night always tastes better. Therefore.
What?
Because cold water. Everyone knows cold water is better and the water is less hot at night. Because it's cooler at night than when it sits down. No one likes water that sat in the sun all day. That's what Danny was saying.
That's not what I was saying.
I agree, but there's fridges. So.
That's not what I was saying.
It's okay. Let's get back into our Makorot and discuss our topic a little bit. We're working on it. We're going through the 10 steps of intellectual prowess to get to Nevuah. We're not there yet.
They're at a higher level. They're almost at a lower level.
Yeah. Okay. The Gemara in Erevin and the Samachayim and Aleph has an interesting point. Amar of Yehuda. Lo Ibrei Laila Ela Lishenta. Right? This was the point that Gabe, I was thinking of real and I wasn't positive. Okay, great. That Gabe made. Gabe said, like Rabbi Yehuda, what's the purpose of the night? Gabe, what's the main purpose of night? What did he say?
Sleeping.
And what was the main purpose? Michael said, like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish, Lo Ibrei Sahara, El Yirza. No! Why would we give a night? Night was, God gave us night for Talmud Torah. If you have one question, what am I doing with my nighttime hours? So Rabbi Yehuda says, you get a good schluffin, right? You get one of those eye masks and a Tempur-Pedic mattress that, you know, molds to your back. I don't know. You get one of those, like, fancy, you know, onesie pajamas. I don't know. A white noise machine. Chvesnish, everyone, you know, maybe you have one of those, what are those misting machines that give, like, the proper dehumidifiers or a humidifier, right? Oh, aromatherapy sprays, right? Rabbi Yehuda was like, nighttime is for schluffin. Zell. And Reish Lakish says, what do you mean nighttime's for schluffin? Nighttime, night seder, base medrash is flying. Reish Lakish is like, night seder's where it's at. Let's go. No one goes to sleep before 3 a.m., right? You have to learn for two chalakim after chatzot. Rabbi Reish Lakish was all into nighttime was created specifically for Talmud Torah. So this is the
two. Why would God create us with the need to sleep?
Not a discussion for now. Maybe we'll discuss that a different week. That's a good question. Text me that later. Maybe we'll discuss that a different week. Okay?
So, that
we're not going to discuss tonight. That's the stira in the Rambam. The Rambam and Sefer Amada versus the Rambam and Sefer Torah. The stira in the Rambam about how much one should sleep and when sleeps. But not for now. Okay? But, and then we, so the Gemara in Erevin seems to tell us there's a duality. There's a machloket about how we relate to nightfall. Is nightfall for schluffin or is nightfall for steigen? Okay, that's a machloket, steigen or schluffin, right? I think most guys in the Shishiva paskin like schluffin. That seems to
be third option.
Neither.
Make a ton of noise.
Playing video games.
It is your fault.
Playing video games instead of steigen or schluffin.
I didn't know you had to say that.
How did the Shishiva put it in your mind? Like, I don't get
it. Let's not discuss this.
We don't know what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Okay, the Radak, we mentioned before the pasuk in Yoshua. The Radak points out in this Yoshua, he quotes our machloket about what the main purpose of the day is, and he says right, there's some who say the entire mitzvah is the kol yimei adam v'afilu yada kol Torah kula. The mitzvah of learning, the first opinion is it applies 24/7, regardless of how much Torah you know. I would think if you know kol Torah kula, right, you're like Rav Ashi, you're like the Rosh Yeshiva, right, you know kol Torah kula, so you don't ever have to open up a sefer again. You show up, you give shir, shalom aleichem. You don't ever need to keep, you don't have to keep learning. That's the first opinion of the Radak. The Radak says, V'yesh, show bracha v'hana. No, learning Torah is bracha, it's hana. The greatest bracha and enjoyment that we have in our life is the ability to open up a sefer, it's a shtag, to get a hana when you see a good chakira in a Reb Chaim or a nice vorta, right, a la Torah, right? That's the greatest kishmak. Ki ha-mitzvah itza, mitzvah li Yoshua. right? It was given to Yeshua. Yeshua knew Ishtikl Torah, right? Yeshua, like, he learned before, right? Davka, right? The Medrash says he was the first person to get to the base Medrash every morning. Right? So I assume he learned Ishtikl Torah. That Medrash also says he would organize the benches and make sure everything was clean and organized Bezrat Hashem by us. We should have guys show up early to make sure the base Medrash is A, learning, and B, cleaned and organized. That's a different discussion, not for now. Okay? And, right, Yeshua, he knew Torah, right? But it still says he had to learn every day. None of the redaction says, once you know all Torah Kula, then you, that's when you start to engage in other chachmos, right? That's a more migdal topic, when we engage in other chachmos, when we don't. But not for now. The redaction's there, right? And then the redaction continues, is why specifically, right? Uperish yomam v'layla, leperish arisho nirashiyeh, right? Whenever you have free time, you constantly have to be learning regardless of how much Torah you know. So we learn during the day, we learn at night. Either that's just because we have to know Torah and we have to constantly be doing Chazara as we said from the Pasuk, or no, it's not a question of just knowledge, it's just connecting to Hashem, it's enjoying the Baruch and Hana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and that's called Talmud Torah. The Pasuk in Eicha tells us, right? We don't often quote Eicha in these shirim so much, but Baruch Hashem, Eicha sometimes we have opportunities to learn things that aren't directly Chorban related. The Pasuk in Eicha tells us, Kumi Roni Balayla, Bilel Balayla L'Rosh Hashmirot Shivchin Kamayim Libeich, Nochach B'nei Hashem, right? Get up and sing during the night, get to Rosh Hashmirot in the height, the pinnacle, right? Chatzot Alayla, the middle of the right night, spill out your heart like water, and then you'll be standing in front of God, okay? The Gemara tells us, the Medrash also says this, right? The Gemara in Tamid Lamed Bet Amid Bet, right? Ironically, beautifully, this is the Gemara on Daf Lev, right? The heart. Rabbi Chia, Tanya Rabbi Chia tells us, Kola Osek B'Torah B'Layla, Shechina Genegdo. The Shechina, when you learn Torah at night, when you're in the base Medrash, Steiging or Night Seder, that's a Chavruta with the Rabbi Nishalaylam. Hashem is specifically with you in a heightened, more intense manner when you're learning at night than when you are during the day. The sun goes down, the moon and the stars come up. When you open up a sefer during those hours of the day, aka night, you have a higher concentration, you have a closer connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than you do when you open up your Gemara during morning seder. It's a Gemara. Shenemar kumi roni balayla, right? Because the Torah tells us that you have to get up and sing the songs at night, right? Nochach p'nei Hashem. That's the end of the pasuk. It's as if you're standing right before Hashem. What? Not exactly. That's more in the world of Kabbalah. What are shas adin, shas harachamim, right? When the proper time is to daven for different things. Don't want to discuss that now. I don't really fully.
Wait, you said rachamim at night, but I thought that it was that God's like justice is more awake than night.
Dins during Mincha Gedola, or like late afternoon, right after Chatzot. Chatzot Ayom, Chatzot Alayla is a time of Rachamim, and that's why we do Tikkun Chatzot then, and daven for the Chorban. Right, we cry out, we lament over the Chorban, and we daven for Vinyan Beis HaMikdash.
No, I thought it specifically judging is like the thing that like God like.
Not our discussion for now with Tikkun Chatzot, but it definitely has a lot to do with Kabbalah, what hours of the day are better fitting for others. Now we want to focus on specifically learning Torah at night, but Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Chatleya, Tikkun Chatzot, that's definitely an idea that's going to come up. Right, this is a quoting from the Medrash. The Medrash says, Kumi Roni Balayla, right? What's Roni? What's the, right? Rina is a song, right? Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva, Abba, right? These are all, right? These are types of songs, cheers, singing, right? Rina, the Medrash tells us, quoting this Gemara also, is Talmud Torah, right? So Kumi Roni Balayla, you get up in the middle of the night to sing the song that is you're getting up and learning Torah specifically at night. The Marsha in his Chidush HaGadol, his Gemara, says why? There's no tefillah set specifically in the middle of the night. Right? So what does this mean? El Arina Shel Torah. No, this is referring to the songs of Torah. Right? As it says in the Gemara in Erevin, which we'll see in a little bit. That Torah was not created, the night was not created except for learning Torah. Torah was created for Steigen. The Marsha takes like Reish Lakish here. Right? The Torah is like water. We have to pour out our souls, right? With water. What is that referring to? Pouring out our souls. We're breaking our head over a Tosfos. We're working hard to understand Talmud Torah. We're trying. We're growing. We're engaging in Talmud Torah because Shivchi Kamayim. You have to pour it out. You're fighting. You're engaging. You're struggling in a beautiful way with it. Okay, and as I said, the Torah is compared to water. That's the Marsha. The Bris Shalom in Parshas Dvarim says something similar, right? Why do we learn Torah specifically at night? Sheteshev Ashkina Yisrael. Right? We strive our entire lives to bring the Shekhinah closer to us and ourselves closer to the Shekhinah. Right? Which way are we going? Are we going closer to Hashem? Are we bringing Hashem down to us? That's a machloket regarding tshuva. We discussed a few weeks ago, if I recall. Right? Dirshav Hashem b'imtso. Are we trying to reach out to Hashem? Or is Hashem saying tshuva elai? Right? We're trying to, Hashem saying come back to me, or we're bringing Hashem down to us. That's a machloket in the Medrash, right? How tshuva works. Are we going to Hashem, or is Hashem coming to us? Not our discussion for now. But our entire purpose in this life is we're trying to bring Hashem, come closer to Hashem. Right? What does that mean? Dahainu, lirot hashchina panim al panim. We're trying so hard. We strive to interact with the Kadosh Baruch Hu face to face. That is a goal we live with every single day. Correct?
Yes.
We strive. Every morning you get up for davening and you're saying, Mode ani lifanecha. Right? You're announcing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, ani is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever, not getting into that now. But we're trying to really understand our entire life is trying to get closer to be miskarev l'Hashem. And that's why, right? Dachi mashma, that's what Pshita dekrash amar nochach b'nei Hashem. That's what the pasuk means when it says you're standing in front of God. Right? V'chein peri, that's what Rashi says. Right? What does it mean, Shechina kenegdo? Kilomar, etzlo v'samach lo, b'li hefsek mechitza. When you learn Torah, not only are you closer to Hashem, but there's no machitza between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like you went to a conservative shul. When you learn Torah at night, it's like you took a hammer and you broke down the machitzas. Doesn't exist anymore. There were machitzas between you and Hashem because you're a human. You're a nothing. And he's Melech Malchei Hamlochim. But when you open up a sefer and shteig at night, you open up that Tanakh or that Hashgacha Pratis or the Chumash or the Mishnah Torah, right? At night, you took a sledgehammer and you, boom, you broke the machitzas down. You're a kanai, right? Knocking down the machitzas. That's what you're doing. You're creating a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that didn't exist any other time of day in any other fashion.
Not even right? Nothing.
No. It's a special Indian of Dafka learning Torah at night. The Brishalim says, based on Rashi, what does Rashi mean? Dafka, you're tearing down the machitzas. That's how the Brishalim is Medayik and Rashi. That's why when you learn Torah at night, you're able to stand before Hashem. Well, why is that different than davening? That's what the Brit Shalom is saying.
Like you might because, daven while you're doing it,
bro. Well, no, but that's what the Maharsha said before. There's no kavua davening in the middle of the night like this. It's a special time where there isn't a set tefillah. This is our avoda of the night. Not only that, we'll skip down a little bit. Not only is this our avoda of the night, we're going to skip a few sources just because it ties in what you were just saying. When we mention our avoda at night, learning, right? Tefillah. Gemara and Brachos. Tefillah keneged avos, tefillah keneged korbanos. Right, when we daven, Shachas Mincha Mariv, is that keneged Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, or is that in remembrance of the korban, Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal, right, of the min korban Mincha, and the cleaning of the Mizbeach at night. Right, that's a machloket we have in Brachos. What is tefillah keneged? Keneged Avos or keneged korbanos? Right, if you guys have heard of that before?
Yeah.
So the Gemara and Menachos and Daf Kuf Yud, this is the most beautiful, it's a Gemara, it's not a Chassidish Avort. Guys, all the that's a Chassidish Gemara. I can ignore it. We're in Migdal. We don't hear about it. This is a Gemara. Even Migdal agrees Gemara. Not only is that a Migdal agrees Gemara. Like, this is Menachos. This is like real Brisker stuff. This isn't like, oh, Moed and Noshin. This is Brisker stuff. This is Menachos. Right? Bechol makom muktar mugash lishmi. Right? In any place, how is it that you're able to bring the Torahs? Bechol makom sagadaitach. Right? Rashi explains there what's kol makom. Even in Chutz Laaretz, you're able to come close to Hashem. I know, it's a big Chiddush. And Chutz La'aretz, able to come close to Hashem? No, Chutz La'aretz is a makom teruma. Right? We discussed a few weeks ago, right? Chutz La'aretz, Gemara in Ksuvis, Kuf Yud Aleph, tomorrow's daf, and for those who are doing daf yomis, tomorrow, the next 2 days daf, all about this. But whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz, like, you have no God. How can now I can't, but the Gemara Menachos is telling you how I can connect to God, even in Chutz La'aretz. Even though we said it's as if you're an Oved Avodah Zarah. It's like you're worshiping idols in Chutz La'aretz. Oh, but there's a way to get close. Gemara Menachos. This isn't a Chassidish Avodah, this is a Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Eilu Talmid HaChachamim Ha'oskim B'Torah B'Kol Makom. These are the people who are learned Torah in any place, regardless of where they are, Chutz La'aretz, Eretz Yisrael, Yeshiva HaKotel, Yeshiva Migdal HaTorah. It doesn't matter. The guys that were saying before, they were in HaKotel, right over Makom, Migdash, learn Torah, Lel Hashana Rabba, Givaldik. Doesn't matter. You can be there, you can be standing in Siberia. You're able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu in an unadulterated way that doesn't exist anywhere else. How? By learning Torah. And when you learn Torah, it's as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash as the Kohen offering the Ketores on top of the Mizbeach HaZav. This is a Gemara. This isn't a Chassidus Shavuot, Chevra. Gemara. When you learn Torah, it's if you're bringing Ketores on the base of Mikdash. No, Ketores, your Kohen could only bring Ketores once in his life. Why? Because the Ketores was a massive skula for Parnassa. They say whoever brought the Ketores, he was made for it for the rest of his life. So when you learn Torah, that's the greatest skula you could ever have for Parnassa. How we get into that, not getting into that now, working or learning, and how you know that works in Parnassa, not a discussion at all for now. But when you learn Torah, think that you're wearing the big day kahuna, standing in the azara with a shovel full of ketores. That's the avodah you're doing during morning seder, during afternoon seder, and at night seder. Avodas hamikdash, ketores. Umincha tahara, zeo alomid Torah betara. And anyone who learns betara, not getting into this discussion now, what does it mean, alomid betara? Right, the Gemara says that someone who gets married and keeps learning Torah even after they're married. Right, that's someone who goes to the mikvah when they're about carry. That's someone who lives a life of tahara. Okay, and then the Gemara continues. Shira malot, hine baruchu es Hashem, kol ovdei Hashem, ha'omdim beveis Hashem, balilot. The Gemara then quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, kuflamidalet, pasuk aleph, about standing in front of Hashem. When you're standing in front of the mikdash, you're standing in front of Hashem at night. The Gemara then asks the question on a pasuk. Why does the pasuk go out of his way to say balei lot? Right, the Gemara says my balei lot. Right, we're talking about standing in front of God. Why does the Torah then specify standing in front of God at night? It's a good question, right? We want to stand in front of Hashem always, right? V'yigidabal yom v'alayla, ish tamid tukad bo. The fire was on his back 24 hours a day. It was always there. Why dafka does the pasuk go out of its way to stress and emphasize the nighttime? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This pasuk specifically is referring to Talmidei Chachamim who learn Torah at night. When you learn at night Seder, when you learn Torah at night, specifically after Chatzot, it's as if you're wearing the big tikkahuna and you're shechting and you're doing the Zerika Saddam and you're doing the Kabbalah Saddam and the Halicha and the Haktara, and you're putting the korbanos on the mizbeach, and you're being makriv the evarim, and you're removing, right? You're salting it. You're doing all of the steps of the avoda. It's like you're a levi b'shira v'zimram. You're blowing the tkios and the truos and the chatzotzros. You're singing the shira hakadosh and the mikdash. When you learn Torah at night, you're wearing big dick kahuna in the base of mikdash, doing the avoda mamish. It's a Gemara. It's not some nice Rebbe. This is a Gemara. This is a Chazal. That's what you mentioned before. Why not Tefillah? This is the Avoda. This is a special Avoda that doesn't exist any other way. The Gemara is saying this is an Avoda, right? When you learn Torah during the day, it's like you're doing Ketores. But the other Avodas, that's Dafka Talmud Torah Balayla. You learn Torah at night, you're doing the Avoda. That you're Ke'ilu the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur going Lifnai Lifnim. When you open up the Sefer after Mariv, and you sit down and you shtag hard with your Chavrus after Mariv for another hour, because Shachar is only at 7:45, so Mariv's at 10. You could learn till 12 o'clock, go to bed, and still get 7.5 hours of shluf before Mashachar's. That's crazy. That's unfathomable, right? Shachar's at 7:45. You could learn till 3 a.m. and still get 4.5 hours of sleep and get the Shachar's on time.
If you're never showering, sure.
I shower during lunch. I don't know.
Well, morning during lunch, maybe.
Okay, so if you're Sfardi, maybe you could pass like Rav Avadia and listen to Shirim in the shower. If you're Ashkenazi, I really don't suggest this. For Sfardim, also, I don't really suggest this. But Rav Avadia does paskin that Bizman Hazeh, you could listen to Shirim in the shower, so long as you're not talking about it. But that's a different discussion. Okay? Going back now to where we were before. Gemara, Menachos, learning Torah is like bringing the Ketores. Learning Torah at night, you're the Kohen doing the Avodah Mamish. The Al-Sheikh tells us in his Perush and Eicha, Umironi Balayla L'Rosh Hashmud. Who's this guy who's standing up and singing in the middle of the night, right? How annoying is it to have the roommate? I don't know, Sam, do you have a roommate who gets up at 3 a.m. and just starts like opera singing on his bed?
He gets up at 6 a.m. for Shachar.
Baruch Hashem, we have tzaddikim like Nadav, who get up at 6 a.m. for Shachar.
Horrible.
No! You should wash his feet at 6 a.m. to help him get dressed faster.
I'm not getting up before 9.
But he's not getting up to sing. Getting up for Shachar is not like opera singing on his bed.
Not
earliest I've gone up has been like 5.
That's amazing. Baruch Hashem. So the Alshech tells us to continue, right? Shetidad Sheina Meinecha, the sleep should be dripping from your eyes. Ve'etisorus, you wake up Ashkina. You're waking up the Ashkina, right? You're going on a tiyul with the tzaddikim began Eden. When you learn Torah, it's the Alshech al Tanach, his commentary on Eicha. When you learn Torah at night, it's like you're going on a tiyul with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden.
Which tzaddikim?
Whoever you view as a tzaddik. Your tzaddik is not his tzaddik, who's not his tzaddik. You know, everyone has their own tzaddikim. It's like everyone has different pictures of Gedolim on their walls. Okay? He's got Rav Kook, he's got the Satmar Rav, he's got Rav Moshe, he's got Rav Shlomo Zalman, whatever. You're tzaddik. When you learn Torah in the middle of the night, this is the Alshech.
What does it mean like going on a trip with them?
You're going on a spitzir, you're going on a tiul. Just like you went on a hike on Benaz Manim with your friends. You're going on a hike with the Gedolim, with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden.
I don't know,
it sounds awesome. I can't give you like you're going to Masada, and then you're going to bring deli sandwiches, and don't forget your water and your hat. Like, I don't know. Maybe. I assume it's probably a little bit more like token oriented, but I don't know. Alshech, when you got up to learn Torah in the middle of the night, you would get up, you're stickle tired, you got a little schluffiness in your eyes, you got some of that like weird schlarb coming out of your eyes, like lifluf sheba'ayin, as the Mishnah tells us, right? You gotta like, you know, get the crust out, and then and you're like, you're half awake, but you're working through it. You're going on a spitzir with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. It's an Alshech.
Wait, this is when you get up early?
Yeah. You're getting up extra early.
Why is it like you're going on a...
Umagamadas Rebbe, because he holds like Rebbe. There were four chunks of nighttime, right? 12 hours at night. Each is divided into four, so 3 hours. The first two are the first half of the night. And that's when we say in the Zohar, the Zohar tells us that the first half of the night, the first two chalakim of the night, right before Chatzot, right? Chatzot's the midday. So the day, we have a marker? Whatever. Let's just do the back of it. Okay, let's just say, for example, this is our day. We have four, let's say, just keep it this way. Let's say this is 6, and this is 12, and this is 12, just for example. Okay? So, each is in half. It's a pizza. Each is cut into four. So this is, let's say, night, from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., just keeping it simple. And this is day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then each of those divide into two. So this two over here, the Zohar tells us, from let's say 6 p.m. till 12 a.m., the Zohar tells us this time is when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets up to play with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden. Whatever that means, I have no idea. I don't really learn Zohar. I don't know what it means that God plays with tzaddikim. Probably doing like, you know, last year Rav Was did like a Parsha trivia on Thursday night with the guys. Maybe that, I don't know, maybe that's what's going on. There's a little like Torah Bowl Jeopardy.
Like he plays with the
Leviathan? Yeah. I don't know what that means. They're not like playing volleyball. I don't know, maybe they are. Not like the ultimate frisbee tournament. I don't know. Who knows? Okay? Okay? So, but the Zohar tells us that during these two Ashmarot, the first half of the night, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, is playing with the Tzaddikim. So the Alshech learns from there that when you learn Torah at night, you're able to join HaKadosh Baruch because we know that there's an extra emphasis of Shekhinah based on the Pasuk and the Gemara. So when you get up, when you keep learning Torah during this half of the night, you keep going after Mara for another few hours, you're able to go on your tiul with the Tzaddikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just an emphasis on Shekhinah, but you're going on a walk with Reb Chaim, with the Chafetz Chaim, with the Vilna Gaon, with the Satmar Rav, with Yaakov Emden, and with the Raibshid, with Yonasan Aibshid, with the Ramban, with the Rambam, with Rashi, with Rashbi. Oh, I don't know me. Is Rashbi a tzaddik? Is Rashbi a kofer? I don't want to get into Migdal politics here. But when you learn Torah at night, you're going on a spritzir, you're going on a Shabbos walk, Ki'ilu, with the tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Gan Eden Mamish.
So we should be nocturnal.
Yes.
We should sleep during the day and morning and night.
There's people who do that.
Not the entire day.
I know someone when he was in his year in yeshiva. There's a whole thing in psychology about doing a 6 day week. If you do a 6 day week, so you knock off one day, 24 hours over six, you get an extra 4 hours each day, and you don't actually need to sleep more because you could go for an extra 4 hours before going to sleep. And he did this for a little bit, and so he realized the problem with his plan was the way that your sleep schedule changes. It rotates based on sunlight and night. And then there were days that, like, in the winter, you just, like, he wouldn't be able to catch mincha. He wouldn't be able to dive mincha. So because of that, he decided...
Yeah, also Shabbos.
Well, no, because Shabbos... It was obvious that for Shabbos and Zman, and he does like the rest of the world. He doesn't follow his own schedule. But Lemaisa, he stopped doing it because there were days that he then, like, if he continued, he wouldn't be able to daven mincha, and, like, obviously, that's not a good chazron.
Wait, I still don't get why davening, I mean, why during those hours in...
Because there's a special school, there's a special koach of learning specifically at night. We'll get there in a little bit.
I mean, why does doing it at the same time that's playing allow you to...
You get to join.
Okay. Do you guys want to continue with more sources?
No,
back 1 second. Is there? Do you want to guys continue with more sources, backing up the importance and why we learn Torah at night? To discuss some of the sources of what happens to the guy oy vavoy who doesn't learn Torah at night. Do you want to discuss the reasons why we learn Torah at night, like what the benefits of learning Torah at night are, or some of the halacha?
Yeah, we were saying the importance, but we haven't said what, like,
why okay.
Is it not?
Fine. So let's just do al regal achat, the oy vavoy, what happens to the guys who don't, and then we will get into some of the reasons why, and then maybe we'll touch on some corners later on. The Mishnah Avot tells us the name of it, right? Paragimel Mishnah Dalid. Rabbi Chanina tells us, right? Omer ha-ne'or no'er ba'layl u'mahalech ba'derech yichidi, right? Mifan alibo v'vatala hari hu mechayiv v'nafshu. The guy stays up at night, he has to die. He's chayiv mita, right?
What
does that mean? The Sfas Emes points out, only at night, right? The guy who, I've never heard a guy who, he battles a little during morning seder, and like Rabbi Zirin comes over and says, you're chayiv misa. You went to make a third cup of coffee during morning seder? Like, what's wrong with you? You're chayiv misa. Has Rabbi Zirin or Rabbi Ginsburg or Rav Shmuel David ever said that to anyone? Maybe Rav Sklar, I don't know. No one's ever like, oh, bittul Torah? Chayiv misa. Zeh, you're done. But the Mishnah tells us, you have batala at night. You waste time at night playing video games or sleeping or chvesnis watching movies. I don't know. Yechayev Misa. It's a Mishnah in Avos. Sasemis says, why? Because we're more makbid about how you use your time at night. The Gemara tells us that night was made for learning or for sleeping. Anything other than learning or sleeping, Yechayev Misa for. Because at night we value our time more. Night is very much bifurcated. We're you have two options at night. Either you're staying or you're schluffing. Zell. Sleeping, learning.
How about no eating?
Eating if it's going to give you koach to learn. That's part of Talmud Torah, Rav Huttner says in Pachad Yitzchak, both in Shavuos and in Sukkos.
Isn't supposed to give you lunch.
Man shal shudis.
You
always learn. You always eat in order to learn. You eat in order to give you koach that you could learn better later. That should be your machshav when you eat. No, so that's Shabbos. That's called, that's Oneg. It's different during the week. Let's leave Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos out of it. We're going to discuss Shabbos in a few weeks, I think. Okay?
Went 40 days and 40 nights without eating because he was on such a high level. The learning of Torah was so
good. That's right. Center. But that's going to give you cough so you can learn night later. That's part of keeping you sustained.
Don't think you need to eat.
Not Malka the Mitzvah.
Keep learning.
It's part of your Shabbos. Okay, let's, guys, you wanted to get to the whys. I want to just touch on the oiva voice for a minute. That's the Mishnah in Avos and how the Sfas Emes explains it. Right, Chayiv Misa, no biggie, right? It's up there with, murder, Avodah Zarah, rape, Shvichas, right? All the good stuff. You miss Night Seder, you rape women, you murder, it's all the same. Chayiv Misa.
Same category.
And masturbation.
It's a Mishnah.
And masturbation.
Not that because masturbation chayiv misa, but we'll get there in a minute.
Rob, I thought you told me it was chayiv misa.
Okay? Mishnah is the Mishnah, right? Gemara in Sanhedrin. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Kol bayit she'ein divrei Torah nishmayim bo balayla eish ochlato. Any home. I'm not kidding. Don't I know exactly. Every one of you are going to ask. Don't ask it right now. any house that there's no one learning Torah in at night, it should be engulfed in flames and burned down. You don't learn night seder, your house, there's no one learning in your house, boom. Some guy comes, arson, your house gets burnt down. Talmud Torah protects you. If you don't learn Torah at night, your house deserves to be burnt down. It's a Gemara.
Rabbi, can I be a volunteer? A volunteer for God? Ugh. Just knock on doors. Hey, is anyone learning Torah? No.
Okay, the Gemara then brings Psukim to back up this why this is. I don't want to get into the proofs and the backups now because that could go on forever, how we understand when the Gemara makes these type of statements. Like, I don't know. There were nights when I didn't learn night seder and my house didn't burn down. I don't know. Eschatayin eskira, right? Ashamnu, bagadnu, gazalnu, dibarnu, doifi, batalnu, v'lulamadnu, balayla. But our house stayed standing, right? The wolf didn't blow it down. I don't know.
Does the Gemara say that if you don't do it, your house will burn down?
Yeah. Fire will engulf your house. Fire will eat. Eish okhlo.
That's just straight up saying that, yeah.
That's not like
It's not saying that...
It's more likely or...
It's not the opposite where... By learning,
you're protecting it. Correct.
No, it does that. Okay.
It's very much the lack of learning leads to the imminent destruction of. Yes. Is it Gemara and Sanhedrin? This isn't like, The Gemara that in Erevin and Daf Yirchet, ironically, Daf Yirchet, Chai. Amar Rabbi Yirmiya ben Elazar. I don't know if it's the same Rabbi Elazar from above. Kol bayit shenishmarim bo devar Torah b'layla, shuv einu nechrav. Says the flip side. If you learn Torah at night, your house won't be destroyed. That's what Gabe was pointing out. Right? So, from the Gemara, if you don't learn at night, boom, your house is going to be destroyed. From the Mishnah, you're Mevatel Talmud Torah, you have a stickle bit of Torah at night, right? You go to Makolet to get some cotton candy, or I don't know, whatever else they sell at the Makolet. I don't know, do they even have cotton candy at Makolet? I don't know. But, your Mishnah, your Chayiv Misa, Gemara, your house is going to burn down. Shalom Yisrael. Medrash and Psikta Zutra, Eish Das Lamo, right? The pasuk we just read on Vizosa Bracha, right? For all the guys that are paying attention when everyone got their aliyos, right? Eish Das Lamo at the end in Rishon.
We don't do that here.
Ah, okay.
Everyone's under the talus. Everyone's getting the aliyah under the talus.
Okay. So, Ma Eish, what's fire? Or, Le'olam Avdivrei Torah, or Le'olam. Right? Shenemar, Kiner, Mitzvah, Torah, or the puzzle tells us Torah is like light. So when it says, Eish Oflo, Eish is a form of light, the Torah is going to eat your house. Eish Dat Lamo, Kola Osek Ba Eish, Ain Eish Gehenim Sholotet Bo. Why is that? Because when you're learning Torah, you're playing with fire. And the fires of Gehenim can't fight the fires of Torah. So if you're not learning Torah, you don't have the protective nature of the fire, so the fire of Gehenim wins out. The fire of Torah is stronger than the fire of Gehenim. But if you don't have the fire of Torah on your side, so the fire of Gehenna is going to engulf you, burn down your house, and kill you. It's a medrash. Seek the Zutra. Torah Schaim, in his commentary on Sanhedrin and his commentary on Bava Batra, both point out, right, what is this specifically? That at night, the fire of Gehenna burns stronger than it does during the day. Okay? And we know the Torah, that the Ramban and the Ravid and right, that night, chashecha is miyusad ha'esh, right? Fire is seen at night much more than during the day. There's a certain aspect of choshech, of darkness, that fire has a stronger influence on, right? We all understand that. Fire, right? Fire has a much greater place at night than it does during the day. Okay? And as a result, the yisod and the fire of Gehenna is stronger at night than during the day. That's what the Ravid and the Ramban say. And so the Torah Chaim says, right, at Lila, when it's dark out, the fire of Gehenna is so strong that dafka at night we need to learn extra Torah to make the Torah Chaim stronger, to make the fire of Torah stronger to protect against the fires of Gehenna. So when you're by Atal Torah at night, yes, your house should burn down. Yes, you should die. Why? Because the fires of Gehenna are raging. And you're not doing your part to fight it. You have an achrayus for yourself, for your family, for Klal Yisrael, to protect them from the fires of Gehenna.
Except on Shabbos when
the fires of Gehenna are paused, right? For sure. That's why it's usher to drink, during Shal Shudas. Whatever. It's a Ramah based on a Mordechai at the end of Pesachim. Right? You drinking water during Shal Shudas because then you're taking the water out of the rivers, and that means when the fires of Gehenna go turn back on in Motzei Shabbos, there's going to be less water, so the neshamas in Gehenna are going to get burnt even harder because there's less water. It's a Mordechai and Pesachim. The Ramah passing the Talach HaMaisa, not giving this. This is a different shiur for a different time. Fascinating discussion. Not for now.
I find it's interesting that we use the metaphor of the Torah being fire and making a bigger fire.
Masha Inkem, when we said before, Torah's Nimshel HaMayim.
Yeah, water fights fire. Why wouldn't you use the exception we need to have?
Right, Donnie
water.
Made that point before. Torah is like water, and we said earlier that we quoted the Torah's like water.
So what's the third pasuk that brings it to the outward contradictory?
I mean, we don't have to fully understand. I don't fully have to understand that like aspect. It doesn't bother me so much, but yeah, it's an interesting point. Okay, Torah Chaim continues this. The Torah Chaim Bava Batra also says, right? Medivrei Torah Eish Ochlato, right? The Talmud Torah is fighting back. Perish Kasher Nishmato Yored Lerchot BeGehenem, because when your neshama goes to wash in Gehenem. Okay, whatever. I want to now focus on the reasons potentially why there's a certain aspect of learning Torah at night more so than any other point. What time is it?
21.
Okay, there's a lot here. Let's try and focus on some of the first page four. Okay. Why is it that there's a certain aspect of learning Torah at night? I want to first open off with the idea that's brought down in the name of Aaron Cutler. Aaron Cutler, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, points out, what you do during the day is in the world of obligations. You have to go to work. You have to hang out with your family. You have to meet your friends. Day is when you deal with all the things you have to do. The world does that at night. You go shluffy. The things you do at night are always things. Oh, do you want to go to the game? Do you want to go to the base medrash? Do you want to go out on a date with your wife? Right? The night is generally considered by society as rishus. The day is considered chovah. Right? If you don't show up to work, everyone's going to be like, what's wrong with you? If you don't show up to the bowling with the chevra, they'll be like, okay. Like, no one's going to be like, oh, you're out. We're kicking you out of the chevra. You missed bowling on Tuesdays. You're out. Gone.
Rabbi, that's worse than missing work, missing bowling with the...
I hear. Right? Nighttime is synonymous with rest and relaxation and doing what we choose to. So at night, it's the certain aspect of, well, what's my status quo? What is it that I enjoy doing? What do I want to do? So when you say, I want to learn Torah at night, when you learn Torah at night, you're showing that's where your priorities are. That's your dedication. There's an aspect of Talmud Torah at night that you're focusing, you're saying, I care about this so much. And yes, I'm not obligated right now to do it. I could go shluffy, and that's not called bittul Torah. I mean, unless you like, depending on how much you sleep.
But don't we get a greater mitzvah for men?
For sleeping?
No, for men, like when you're supposed to do it versus like when it's just an obligation.
Okay. Right, so now that's the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Right, called la mitzvah va'osa, or she'ena mitzvah va'osa, so you're in daf chavtet on the bed at the bottom, daf lamed. Right, in Kiddushin, you're right, that's a whole discussion. Not, but by the end of the day, he's saying in a sociological sense, the way we view nighttime is, it's the time where you get to do what you're not required to. And when you're showing that, I want to go to the base medrash, I want to shtag, I want to have a chavrusa at night, you're showing where your priorities and where your obligations are at night. Right? There's a certain aspect of night where you're doing things that, it's a choice. It's not like, oh, my Rebbe's going to hit me over the head because if you don't come to the base medrash at 1:30 a.m., the Rosh Yeshiva's not going to be like, where were you? Rabbi Ziering's not going to be like, hey, I saw you weren't here at 1:30. What's wrong with you? If you miss morning Seder, you miss Seder, I'm going to be like, hey, where were you? There's Seder. You're supposed to be here. So there's an aspect when you come during hours that are outside of the norm, that's showing your dedication to Talmud Torah. That's the idea of Rav Kotler. Okay? Rav Tzadok points out beautifully, right, that what? When it comes to Talmud Torah, that when Moshe Rabbeinu, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, he quotes based on the matters in Shir HaShirim and in Shmot, that what? During the day is when we learn Torah Shebechtav. At night, there's an Isra to learn Torah Shebechtav. Don't want to get into that now. You don't learn Tanakh at night. When and why that is, not for now. What?
Because you don't have light.
But, so the Shabbat specifically, Torah Shebechtav, that's when you get to learn Gemara, that's when you learn Mishnah, that's when you learn Torah Shebechtav. So there's a certain emphasis. You learn at night. That's when you're able to touch on all the world of Torah Shabbat Peh. Right? You learn Torah, you spend all day during Tanakh. Now you have time to have to mashlim shas. Medrash, that's your time. So that's a practical reason. The Meshech Chachma, so beautifully, right? The Remer Simcha HaKoyin Midvinsk, right? The Or Sameach. Right? And his parashat Torah, the Meshech Chachma. HaKavana Shalim HaTorah Hu SheYomad Be'Eis Ofel. What does it mean that you learn at night? It's when it's dark out. It's foggy. Lo Kavod Rak B'Seter B'Tzina Be'Eis HaTchak. You don't learn Torah because you want the Kavod. You're not, that one, oh, look how stark Moshe is. He's always in the Beis Medrash. Oh, Nadav got up at 6 o'clock for Shachar, how stark he is. No one cares. You come to the Beis Medrash in the middle of the night when there's no one there. No one sees who is... No one knows. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? V'alomir al-menat l'itkabir u'lasot rav u'lashlim et nasha hu kizoreh. The guy, you only learn because you want the kavod. You want, oh, look how stark he is. Look how frum he is. Oh, he shows up to, he comes early. He comes late. He stays late. Just because the hack is, oh, who's going to this? You want to be a rabbi, so you want the kavod. No. That's the famous Shweki song. No, it's a Mishnah and Avos, right? I mean, I'm not kavod pras. Right, you don't learn in order to get kavod. You don't learn in order to get prizes. You learn because it's Torah Lishma. It's Ratzon Hashem. It's Tvar Hashem. Meshech Chokma then says, okay, 1 second. Sorry. The guy who does Torah in Seder, hidden at night, quietly, b'sheket, b'tznius. It's nuim, right? Chachma. The chachma is when you walk tzniusly. Rakit kashru tola Torah hu atachlit. The only reason why you're learning is I want to get closer to Hashem. I don't care what the guys say. I don't care what my Rebbe thinks. I just want to learn Dvar Hashem. I want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im ken aschar shelohu masig ve'et esko b'Torah. That is the greatest reward you can have when you're learning, is because you don't care about the externals. You don't care about what they're going to say, the nachas you're going to give your mom. Oh, my son was in the Beis Medrash late. Yeah, of course, you want your mom to have nachas. But it's about developing a relationship between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's about learning Torah to relate on a deeper level with Hashem. Melech Malchei HaMalchim. V'zeh kumironi b'layla, shetecha beit halimud yironen mutavlo. That's this point. When you're learning at night, there's a singing, there's a special shira, there's a beauty that comes to the Talmud Torah. Ki kashur hu l'Hashem esbarak mide asko b'Torah v'toim noam ha-Torah elokis. Because now you're able to enjoy, to tap into, to love the Torah. To develop a relationship with the Torah that you never could have in any other way. Because you realize it's all about the relationship between you and Hashem, and it has nothing to do with all of the externals. It's a question of how close can I get to Hashem? How much do I love Hashem? I want to develop a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu through learning Torah, and at night it doesn't matter what the Chevra thinks. It doesn't matter what they're going to say. Because all I want to do is love Hashem and learn Torah. I'm trying to connect to it. Okay? Other ideas, we're just say, we're not going to share any other ideas, we're just going to say 2 minutes, recap. We discussed, what is the purpose of learning, are there pros and cons, learning Torah during the day, learning Torah at night, v'gita b'yom v'layla. We then saw, there's a machloket in the Gemara, in Erev and Daf Samechei, whether or not nights meant for Shlufin or for Steigen. Then we saw some Gemaras that prove, based on the Pasuk in Eicha, how important it is Dafka to learn at night, the value of learning at night, the dangers that will happen if you don't learn at night, your house is going to burn down, your chayim misa, the Torah protects you in a beautiful way, can against the fires of Gehenna. And Baruch Hashem, the goal of what we're trying to do over our time together in yeshiva, both in yeshiva schedule and outside of yeshiva schedule, is we're trying to develop a relationship with Hashem. We're trying to deepen our connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And by doing that, we find ourselves with a zchus gadol to walk together with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, holding their hands in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and by learning Torah. But we get to go on a spritzir, we get to go on a Shabbos walk, a tiul, with the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, and what could be more beautiful, what could be more greater than that? Bezrat Hashem, yes, Maariv is at 10 o'clock. By at 10:15, you could learn for another 4 hours, go to sleep at 2:15, and get 5.5 hours of sleep before Shachar. Namish it's Gevadik. Bezrat Hashem, we're going to have an amazing Chorosman of serious Talmud Torah, of enjoying Talmud Torah, of loving Talmud Torah, and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMalchim, through serious and sweet Talmud Torah.